The best part about NHRA is every ticket you buy is a pit pass. And all your fans listening to you, the ones that haven't been, that are, you know, White Sox, Cubs fans, Bears fans, that are used to going and sitting in a seat all day, NHRA, you buy a ticket and you go right in. It's like backstage at your favorite rock concert.
Hey, it's Ron Capps, driver of the Napa Auto Parts Toyota Supra, NHRA World Champion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line the reigning NHRA Funny Car World Champion, looking for his third consecutive series win and fourth overall going into 2023. He's the second winningest Funny Car driver of all time behind the wheel of the Napa Auto Parts Toyota, the great Ron Capps. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Well, I want to say, like, welcome to WGN, but really it's welcome back, not just for you, but NHRA, the fans. Welcome back to Route 66.
Oh, man. This last couple of weeks, just leading up to this race, when we saw it on the schedule for NHRA, so many good things, so many great memories. You know, I remember taking the first run down there when I drove for Don Prudhomme down that Route 66 raceway. So a lot of cool stuff, and we're looking forward to getting back on track, and I know the fans have been chomping at the bit.
So, I mean, you've had success there. You've won two times at Route 66. Does it mean anything? Do you go back to any of those things? Well, here's what we did then, or do you figure, hey, it's been a while, the track could be different? What do you do?
No, and really, since, you know, we started the team, won the championship the last 2 years, I've had Dean Antonelli with the nickname Guido, who fits right into that Windy City allure. He's got great success, whatever track, and he's good at adapting. So that's the key. Yeah, I've won there in the past, but nothing, almost completely nothing, is the same from going back to those times. So different engine combinations and different, a lot of different things. So to put the car together with the Napa team, you know, and get my confidence up and jump in the car. And we hope we'll be back. We love going there, and I want another trophy from there so bad. I know every racer is going to say the same thing to the media, but man, it would be really, really cool to get another trophy there.
Well, you put it out in the world right now. We got to get a security detail for Guido at this point, right? We don't want anything to go wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah. With a guy named Guido, you can't go wrong.
Right. He'll be just fine. So you think about this, lots of experience, right? Second all time as far as Funny Car, but starting your own team, when you came to starting your own team, it's a big thing. There's a lot more things to worry about to contend with. Obviously, the results have been typical Ron Capps, but when you thought about it, you're like, okay, start a new team. What are some of the to-dos? Maybe win a world championship. That would be good, right? So things have gone well.
Crazy awesome. I mean, to finally have a chance. I mean, like, you know, I've driven for Don the Snake Prudhomme for almost a decade. Drove for Don Schumacher, who's that's his hometown there in Chicago, for 14 years. So the association with Napa, I mean, going, gosh, 18 years or something, we've been a sponsor, and to have it that long is pretty crazy. But it all goes back to our fans. Like, when they built that track, for instance, it was something that was so state-of-the-art with the stadium seating and just the way it was. It's a place right away you're like, man, to win here would be great. But as a team owner, like you said, we're based in Brownsburg, Indiana, so that's just a few hours' drive. So it's one of the rare occasions, besides our Indy U.S. Nationals, that I get my team and their families to come to a race and hang out. So winning a race is cool and it's great, but when you have family there, whether it's my personal family or our team's family, it makes it so much better. And it's such a great winner circle when you can do that. And it's such good memories for family members and kids. So this is my first time as a team owner going back. And that part probably excites me more than anything.
You know, you're the one up on the podium with the Wally, and you're the one that gets a lot of the attention appropriately for the driving, but you'll be the first one to say it is a team effort, whether it's Allison on the PR, whether it's Guido, like setting up the car and all that kind of stuff. Has it been a distraction, or are you just able to, because you've been in and around the sport for so long, to delegate things that need to be done? How do you compartmentalize, right, the team owner part from just driving?
Yeah, it's been a work in progress. You know, the first year, you know, we won the championship my last year driving for Don Schumacher, and then went into ownership and won it back to back, and first team or person to do that since John Forster in the 80s. So that was a rare occasion. And to win it first year owner is another rare occasion. And we're a single car team. So you throw all that stuff together, but separating that part from when I put the helmet on and being just the driver has been a hard thing. I thought it'd be easier than it has been, but it's been a little more difficult than I thought. So, yeah, you know, the best part about NHRA is every ticket you buy is a pit pass. And all your fans listening to you, the ones that haven't been, that are, you know, White Sox, Cubs fans, Bears fans, that are used to going and sitting in a seat all day, NHRA, you buy a ticket and you go right in. It's like backstage at your favorite rock concert. So when you're like that with a sport like that, you're around the fans and it's a very close knit. So I have to be able to put the helmet on and then block all that stuff out. And not as easy as it sounds.
And not as easy too. So not just racing, that's not everything that defines Ron Capps. And you mentioned the music side of it, obviously great relationships in the music world. Chicago is a great music town, lots of great bands, lots of great venues and all that kind of stuff. And also it's a great food town, winging it with Ron. And I know that that was something that the fans loved that you were doing. So when you come to town, now obviously, and everybody that has a globe or a map and is listening right now, they're going to say Route 66 isn't right next to Chicago, but do you make a trip in? Do you have some food places? What do you eat when you're in the city?
Yeah. So we're doing this year, him, we did Wing It with Ron last year, and now it's a barbecue thing. We're doing it with Q&A with Caps. I'm happened to have my guest this week will be Tony Schumacher, who grew up in the Chicago area. So it's going to be a lot of fun to have some barbecue, talk with Tony, get some questions. And it's a great little fun thing we do that kind of lets the fans know the cool places around, you know, around each city and each track that we go to. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I'd love, anytime we get into town, I mean, there's no better town than Chicago. So, and years ago, we'd get into town for the race and we'd spend a couple nights before the race up in Chicago going to see bands play and going to eat and, you know, all the usual touristy stuff. So hopefully we can get a couple nights of that this year.
Ron, I know you and I have talked a number of times over the last year or so since the schedule was announced, and it is getting deafening, the excitement, the general excitement for race fans to have racing back at Route 66. And of course, one of the brightest stars in the sport, reigning world champion as well, Ron Capps out there as well. So last thing, you know, social media wise, I know we're getting right up into it. And so people are going to see you every ticket at pit pass. They're going to get a chance to get up close personal, meet you and talk to you at the track. But people to go to catch up on this, where can they go to keep up?
Well, obviously I'm pretty active on my Twitter and my Instagram and my Facebook. We have a team one, but I pretty much do all of mine on my own. I like to have fun and the fans seem to enjoy, you know, it's Ron Capps 28 is mostly where you can find me on the social media. And our content person and our publicist does a great job on the team one as well. So you get on there and you can pretty much find out where I'm going to be at any given time, which is a good thing and a bad thing.
I need some privacy, people. All right. Well, one of the all-time greats, one of the very best in the business, Ron Capps. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. Going to be excited to see you on at Route 66. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me.